Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of my channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Islamic Parables. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss parables about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which are mentioned in the glorious Quran. Quranic parables of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And before that, let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, let's look towards the first incident in this series of events and the parables that are mentioned regarding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in the glorious Quran. And one of those parables is about a heavenly staff. You might wonder, what is a heavenly staff? Well, it is documented in the glorious Quran. It was the holy staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which is commonly known as Asai Musa. Several miracles exhibited by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam were by virtue of this holy staff that he had with him. These miracles have been mentioned in the glorious Quran under different topics repeatedly. And the history of this holy staff is very ancient, and it comprises of hundreds of historical events that impart thousands of moral lessons. It's around 4,000 years, Allahu Akbar. Such a long time has passed, approximately. And those who possess the spiritual insight can avail the light of guidance from these events. The staff was as tall as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and its length was approximately 15 feet, and its head was split into two branches that would emit the light at night like a lamp. It was made from the heavenly tree of Salvadora, and this is also known as Pilu in the Eastern languages. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had brought it with him from paradise. The excellence of the blessed staff has been mentioned by Sayyidina Ali rahimahullah ta'ala in these couplets, Arabic couplets. And he says, wa adamu ma'ahu unzila al-'udu wal 'asa li Musa min al-asin nabatil mukarrami وأوراق التين واليمين بمكة وختم سليمان النبي المعظم. Five things descended from the paradise with Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam: the fragrant wood that is called oud, the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which was made up of great wood of Salvadora, and the leaves of the fig tree, and Hajarul Aswad, which is present in Makkah Mukarramah, and the holy ring of Sayyidina Nabi Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. So these are the five articles, and today we are discussing the heavenly staff. After Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the holy staff was it was passed on as a prophetic heritage to several distinguished Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one after the other. Then finally, it reached Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, who was a prophet sent to the people of Madian. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam migrated from Egypt to Madian, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam got his daughter Sayyida Safura radiyallahu ta'ala anha married with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam served Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam for 10 years. He alayhi salam would herd the goats of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam during that period. And this is a common theme amongst the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that they would herd goats, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam himself, he did that. At that time, upon receiving the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam gave the holy staff to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam left Madian for his homeland, Egypt, with his blessed wife and reached in the sacred valley of Tuwa, Allah Almighty blessed him with the glimpse of his divine light and raised his rank by bestowing him with the prophethood. The Holy Quran describes how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam at that time in these words. Now let's read the translation. And what is which you have in your right hand, O Musa? He submitted, "This is my staff, I lean on it, and I knock down leaves for my goats with it. And there are other tasks of mine in it." In the context of Ma'aribu Ukhra, other tasks that were accomplished through that staff, Sayyidina Allama Abul Barakat Abdullah bin Ahmed Nasafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned the things in his tafsir which explains this part of the Quranic verse. What are the things Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would do with his staff? He says he would hold it and he would walk taking its support. He would use it as a walking stick and talking to it as a pastime. He would sometimes have a conversation with it to pass time. And the staff becoming a tree and providing shade during daytime. In the night, the two forked branches of the staff would glow and provide light, using it as a protection against enemies, wild beasts, snakes and scorpions. At the time of drawing out water from a well, the staff would turn into a rope and its two forked branches would turn into a bucket. As and when required, the staff would turn into a tree and would bear desired fruits. Water would emerge upon inserting the staff into the ground, etc. These were the various other tasks that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would carry out with this staff. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam used to perform these things with the holy staff when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to the court of Pharaoh to guide him towards the right path, toward the path of guidance. Pharaoh, he denied Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and blamed him to be a magician. Thereafter, wonderful miracles were exhibited through the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. The Holy Quran has mentioned three of those miracles repeatedly throughout the glorious Quran. Once Pharaoh arranged a huge carnival and gathered all the magicians of his kingdom in order to defeat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. In the midst of this carnival, which was crowded with hundreds and thousands of people, at one side stood a large number of magicians holding their magic devices in their hands, and on the sides there stood Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, all alone, yet determined against all of them. The magicians saw by the grace of Pharaoh and threw their sticks and ropes onto the ground. Suddenly, those sticks and ropes became hissing snakes, slithering all over the place. The whole crowd lost their senses out of fear and a stampede broke out. Pharaoh and all of his magicians swelled with arrogance upon demonstrating their show and began to clap arrogantly, considering it their victory. Meanwhile, Upon receiving the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam placed his holy staff among the snakes, and the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam turned into a big and horrifying serpent that swallowed all of the snakes of the magicians. Upon witnessing this miracle, all of the magicians admitted their defeat and fell into sajda while proclaiming that we brought faith in him who is the Lord of Harun and Musa. Therefore, while mentioning this incident, the Holy Quran mentions, they said, O Musa, either you throw first or shall we throw first? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, rather you throw. Whereupon their ropes and their staffs, by the strength of their magic, appeared to him, to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, as if they were snakes running. And Musa alayhi salam sensed fear in his heart that people may believe in this magic. We said, fear not, only you are dominant. And cast down which is in your right hand, it will swallow the fabrications, that which they have made and brought. That is not a trick of the magicians. And a magician is never successful wherever he comes to. Therefore, all the magicians were thrown down into sajda. They said, we brought faith in him who is the Lord of Harun and Musa. Subhanallah. This was the miracle of this heavenly staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. It turned into a large serpent and swallowed all those snakes that due to their magic, the magicians, they had thrown their sticks and ropes and they had taken a form of a snake. And it had swallowed all of those snakes. Now, Syria was the native country of Bani Israel, the Israelites. But these people settled in Egypt during the reign of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and the people of Amalika, the worst of the disbelievers, dominated Syria. When Pharaoh drowned in the river Nile and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was secured from the tyrannies of Pharaoh, Allah Almighty commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to do jihad against the people of Amalika. Amalika are the Amalekites, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to free Syria from their domination. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam mobilized an army of 600,000 Israelites and moved for jihad. However, when the Israelites, they reached within the borders of Syria, they became so terrified of the people of Amalekites that they gave up and fled from jihad. As a consequence of disobeying the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Israelites were punished in such a way that they went wandering in the place and in the plains of Ti for 40 years and could not get out of it. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam also stayed with them in that same field. When these people became restless due to the thirst and hunger in the plains where no sign of food and water existed, Allah Azza wa Jal descended man and salwa for them from the heaven by virtue of the dua and the supplication made by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Man was a type of sweet dish similar to honey, and salwa was roasted quails. After eating, when they became restless due to extreme thirst and demanded for water, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam struck a stone with his staff. Immediately, 12 springs emerged from the stone. The 12 tribes of Bani Israel began drinking from their individual springs and also served this water to their cattle. It continued for 40 years. It was a miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that occurred with the help of the holy staff and stone. The Holy Quran describes this miracle in the Holy Quran, and it is said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, and when Musa asked for water for his people. So we said, strike this rock with your staff. Immediately, 12 springs gushed out therefrom. Each group recognized their drinking place. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam preached Pharaoh for a long time and shown him heavenly signs and miracles. However, he did not embrace the truth and grew even further in his mischief and stubbornness. The Israelites did not accept Pharaoh as their Lord. Therefore, he tortured them severely. During this persecution, a divine revelation was revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, directing him to migrate from Egypt along with the Bani Israel overnight. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam left Egypt overnight along with the Israelites. When Pharaoh came to know about it, he mobilized his army to arrest the Israelites. When the two armies became close to each other, the Israelites, they shrieked out of fear of Pharaoh and thought that they would now be arrested by Pharaoh. The prevailing situation for the Israelites was very serious because on one side they were confronted by the river with big tidal waves in front of them and the bloodthirsty army of Pharaoh on the other side. So they were stuck between a rock and a hard place, as we say. Under this alarming situation, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was relaxed and was consoling the Israelites. When they approached the river, the Almighty commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to strike the river with his staff. Therefore, the moment he alayhi salam struck the river with his blessed staff, 12 clear roads developed across the water. And the Israelites walked over these 12 paths and crossed the river safely. When Pharaoh reached the river and saw the 12 roads, he went onto the roads along with his army. However, when he and his army reached the middle of the river, suddenly a huge wave rose and engulfed all the roads that were made there. Consequently, Pharaoh drowned into the river. Along with his army, the Holy Quran mentions this incident as, and then the two groups came in front of each other. And then the two groups came in front of each other. Those with Musa alayhi salam said, they have overtaken us. Said Musa alayhi salam, not so. Indeed, my Lord is with me. He will now show me the way. So we sent revelation to Musa that strike the river with your staff. Thereupon, the river parted. So each part became like a huge mountain. And we brought the others, meaning Firaun and his people, close to that place. And we saved Musa and all those with him, then drowned the others. Indeed, in this is surely a sign, and most of them were not Muslims. These are three wonderful miracles that occurred through the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that have been mentioned in the glorious Quran repeatedly in different contexts to provide moral lessons to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us close to the teachings and the guidance of the Holy Quran. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Now, the next parable that is mentioned is about a sprinting stone. A stone that would run, that would move. It's amazing to hear something like that, but subhanallah, it is clearly documented as a fact in the glorious Quran. It was a square stone measuring one arm length on both sides, approximately 1.5 by 1.5 feet. So it wasn't a small stone, but it was a large stone. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would always carry it in his bag since his height was, he was of that extreme height. So compared to his height and his physique, this was a small thing for him to carry. Not we shouldn't be measuring it according to our standard. The miracles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam occurred through this blessed stone that have also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. The first wonder and the miracle exhibited by this stone, which is in fact a miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, was its long run full of wisdom. The discovery of this stone is also by virtue of this miracle. Now, the details of this wonderful event are that it was the tradition of Bani Israel to bathe nude publicly. Although Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who was also a member of the same society, was born and raised in the same environment, the Almighty raised his ranks by blessing him with the dignified status of prophethood, and he had the modesty to not indulge in this practice. Therefore, how could the dignified modesty of the prophethood adopt such immodesty? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was very much against immodesty of Bani Israel. He alayhi salam would either bathe in isolation or by covering his body with a sheet. When the Bani Israel, the Israelites, they saw that he alayhi salam had not yet taken a bath yet, and he is not bathing nude just like them, the wicked people blamed him by saying that he perhaps had a patch, white patch, or skin disease on his private parts of the body, or had some kind of deformity on his body which he concealed by not being nude publicly. The wicked people openly announced this blame so that there was not a corner to which the rumors about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had not reached. Now, he alayhi salam was very much grieved and saddened due to this blame that they had laid upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam unjustly, and which was unfounded. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like to see his beloved Kaleem, meaning Kaleemullah, the one who communicated directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in such a state of grief and anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like to see Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in a state of grief and anxiety and sadness due to it, and to see his honorable prophet being falsely blamed. The most merciful Rabb Azza wa Jal created such means of freeing Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam from the blames, declaring his purification that completely killed the evil plans and doubts of the Israelites within a few minutes. The evidence of his purity from such blames became evident more than the shining sun that brightens the world. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to bathe at a hidden spring of water in the middle of mountains. After making sure that there is no chance of anybody seeing him there, he alayhi salam placed his blessed clothes on a stone and proceeded to bathe completely naked. After bathing, he alayhi salam returned to the stone to weigh his clothes. When he came back to get his clothes, he saw that the stone was running away, taking his clothes with it. Now, upon seeing this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam also ran after the stone, saying that, thawbi hajar, O stone, my clothes, O stone, my clothes. The stone kept on running. It ran to the extent that it entered the main avenues of the city and eventually ran into the streets of the city. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam kept on following the stone whilst having no clothes on. This way, the youth and the adults of Bani Israel witnessed with their own eyes that the blessed body of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had no deformity, no blemishes, no illnesses to it from head to toe. And instead, every limb of the blessed body of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had such perfection and beauty that it was impossible to find such example among ordinary people. Therefore, they all exclaimed that by Allah, Musa alayhi salam is flawless. When this stone exposed the purity and the perfection of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it automatically stopped. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he then went and put on his clothes, and then put the stone in his bag. Allah Azza wa Jal has described this event in the glorious Quran in these words: O believers, do not be like the people who troubled Musa. So Allah freed him from that allegation they had mentioned, and Musa is honorable in the sight of Allah. Now, the second miracle of this stone. In the plains of Tih, it was the same stone that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam struck with his blessed staff, and consequently 12 springs of water emerged from it. The Bani Israel used to use this water for 40 years. They used the water for 40 years. Details of this event have already been mentioned in the previously as we discussed. Now, those who do not believe in miracles, those people who do not believe in miracles, judge everything using their intellect, using their false logic rather. They deny the miracle of emergence of the springs of water from the stone by considering it to be impossible, and say that our intellect cannot accept the fact that the 12 springs of water emerged from such a small stone. It is a common observation that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed some stones with the characteristics of removing hair. Some make vinegar more bitter and sour. Some have magnetic power that can attract metal from a distance. Some make poisonous animals run away. Some can work as antidotes for poison of certain animals. Certain stones can provide relief in cardiac palpitations. Some do not burn, nor do they heat up. Some stones can even produce flame, and there is eruption of volcano from some stones. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed stones with such various attributes, then why is it so difficult to accept that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the stones of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam with such effects? Perhaps Allah Almighty blessed it with the characteristic of observing, with the characteristic of absorbing water from inside the earth and manifesting it in the shape of springs. Or probably this stone had the effect that the breeze that would come across it would flow constantly in the shape of water. It is not beyond the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything could have happened. As by Allah's decree, anything can take place. Not an atom that moves, but it moves with the permission of Allah. Therefore, to believe in this miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is an essential religious requirement, and to deny it is a form of disbelief. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran. And of stones there are some, from which rivers gush forth, and there are some which split apart, so water gushes out therefrom. And there are some which fall down due to the fear of Allah. However, the emergence of water from the rocks is a common observation. Then why is it difficult for one's intellect to accept the fact that the springs of water emerging from the blessed stone of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Subhanallah, we are the believers who believe in the miracles. These miracles are proofs of the prophethood of the Anbiya, subhanallah. And these miracles, there are many, many miracles that have been mentioned in the glorious Quran, the miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and different other prophets alayhi salam, the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And yes, and we have iman and belief, and every Muslim does, in each and every verse of the Holy Quran, in each and every word of the Holy Quran. So yes, we do believe in the miracles. And to those who question and who like to use their flawed logic when it comes to the miracles, yes, miracles are those that go beyond our logic, the logical explanation, that is not logically possible. That is what is called a miracle. So it is like that by nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, and it is within the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant these miracles to whomsoever He pleases. Alhamdulillah, now we have the wonderful kalam to go and listen to, and there is a nasiha as well. Let's go and listen to the kalam and nasiha, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, Madina. Phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafle, phir yaad aa raha hai Madina. Phir Madine, phir Madine ki janib chale qafle, phir meri beqarari ke din aa gaye. Zira ki fazaon mein bula lo, phir gumbad khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo, phir gumbad khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo, phir gumbad khazra ki faza mein bula lo, mujhe bula lo shah madina, ye hijr ka gham sata raha hai, main dar pe yahi to armaan dil mein toofaan macha raha hai, phir gumbad khazra ki faza mein bula lo, phir gumbad khazra ki faza mein bula lo, सरकार बुला कर मुझे कदमों से लगा लो, सरकार बुला कर मुझे कदमों से लगा लो, कदमों से लगा कर मुझे दीवाना बना लो, कदमों से लगा कर मुझे दीवाना बना लो, दुनिया की महाबत को मेरे दिल से निकालो, दुनिया की महाबत को मेरे दिल से निकालो, फिर गुंबद खजरा की फजाओं में बुला लो, सरकार बुला कर मुझे कदमों से लगा लो, या شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آ، آفات و بدیات کے پنجو سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجو سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری، موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو, سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو.
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری, ہو درد شہا رسائی, نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا.
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو.
My dear viewers, Allah Almighty states in a glorious Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. The miraculous life of Prophet Musa alayhi salam is evidence of his patience and resolve. He tended to the sheep of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam for many years due to a promise he made. After receiving prophethood, he confronted Fir'aun and challenged the latter's tyranny and claim of godship. He delivered the message of Allah's oneness despite Fir'aun's oppression and cruelty being well known. He preserved through dangerous circumstances when Fir'aun and his people sought to take his life. The Quran mentions this as follows, "And Pharaoh said, leave me to kill Musa and let him call upon his Lord. Indeed, I fear that he will change your religion or that he will cause discord to emerge in the earth." After these hardships, he then faced the challenges of dealing with his nation. Yet his patience did not waver. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam eulogized him by saying, "May Allah have mercy upon Musa. He was tested with greater than this and remained patient." I pray that Allah gives us all the ability that we're able to adopt patience just like Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and I pray that Allah gives us all the ability that we're able to be patient just like the other prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to the wonderful kalam, "Phir Gumbad-e-Khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo." And this is a humble plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability and the tawfiq and the means to go there in the Mubarak breeze and the shade and in the Mubarak atmosphere in the city of Madina Munawwara. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. And dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we were discussing the parables about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that are mentioned in the glorious Quran. Now, after Pharaoh drowned into the River Nile and all the Bani Israel became Muslim at that point, and when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was blessed with tranquility and peace, Allah Azza wa Jal ordered him to enter the Holy Land, Baitul Maqdis, and he entered with Bani Israel. At that time, Baitul Maqdis was under the domination of the people of Amalekites, who were the worst of disbelievers. Very sturdy warriors they were, and they were also at the same time very cruel people. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam left for jihad against the people of Amalekites with 600,000 people of Israelites. But the moment the Bani Israel reached in the vicinity of Baitul Maqdis, they became coward and started exclaiming that they are Jabbarin, meaning they are Amalekites in the city, were very strong and powerful. Therefore, we will not enter the city at all until these people are inside the city. The Bani Israel said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, even up to the extent that, "O Musa, you and your Rabb should go and fight with such powerful people. We will stay here." Such comments from Bani Israel made Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam very much grieved, and he alayhi salam requested to Allah Azza wa Jal, "O my Lord, I have no control except upon myself and my brother Harun. So keep us separate from these disobedient ones. In response of this supplication of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal exposed his wrath by saying, so that holy land is forbidden for them for 40 years. Let them wander on the earth. So you, O Musa, do not grieve for these disobedient people. As a result, these 600,000 Israelites, they wandered in the field for 40 years, but could not get out of it. This field is called the field of Tih, which we have previously learnt about. Mana and Salwa were also they were sent down in the same field for Bani Israel upon the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam struck his staff over the stone, 12 springs of water gushed out of it. This event has been narrated in the glorious Quran with different contexts time and again, among which in Surah Al-Ma'idah, this event has comparatively full description, which undoubtedly is an excellent event that consists of the description of the deviation and disobedience of the Israelites. But despite this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam always remained affectionate towards the Bani Israel, that when these people exhausted due to extreme hunger and thirst in the field of Tih, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam prayed for them and got the man and salwa descended for them. Afterwards, he alayhi salam also made 12 springs of water emerge by striking his staff on the stone. From this event, we can have an idea of how patient and tolerant Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, when Allah Azza wa Jal sent Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to Pharaoh for guiding him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam with 2 miracles, one of which was the blessed staff and the other was the miracle of glowing hand. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam used to put his hand into the neck of his shirt, upon drawing it out, it would begin to glow. When he alayhi salam would place his blessed hand again in the neck of his shirt, it would restore its original condition. The Holy Quran has mentioned this miracle repeatedly in different surahs. For example, it is mentioned in Surah Taha. And place your hand joining with your arm below the armpit. It will come out shining bright white. Not due to any illness. This is one more sign, in order that we may show you our great signs. This miracle is known as Al-Yadul Bayda, Yadi Bayda, the glowing hand. And it is a unique and a wonderful miracle. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that during the day and night, Noor, light, would radiate from the sacred hand of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam as it radiates from the sun. Subhanallah. These were the great miracles, and subhanallah, the parables, the Quranic parables about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Another parable which we have briefly discussed, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was living along with 600,000 people of the Bani Israel in the field of Tih, Allah Azza wa Jal descended 2 heavenly feasts from the sky, Man and Salwa. And the Quran mentioned and documents this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, and sent down upon you Man and Salwa, special kinds of foods. Subhanallah. It was commanded by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to eat Man and Salwa on daily basis and do not preserve or store for next day at all. But some people bearing weak faith, they broke this promise and became worried that if Man and Salwa do not descend someday, then we'll be left to starve to death in this plain of Tih, where there is no sign of food or water. Therefore, they began to secretly preserve and store the food, disobeying the Nabi. The food they stored rotted, and the blessings of Man and Salwa stopped. That's why the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that had the Bani Israel not existed, neither food would get spoiled, nor would meat have rotted. The decay of food and meat rotting started since then. Otherwise, prior to that event, neither food would spoil, nor would meat rot. Allahu Akbar. These were the parables, the Quranic parables about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, documented at various places throughout the glorious Quran. And subhanallah, the name of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it appears most of the time in the glorious Quran compared to any other name. And subhanallah, he is that great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose life and whose accounts are a means of guidance and wisdom for us Muslims through the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us guided through the light of Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Islamic parables. Islamic parables, timeless and bright, springing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables.